Welcome back to Wine at 40,000 Feet with Sherry V and
Tyler T.
How excited are you to be here today?
I am so excited, Sherry. It's like I haven't seen you in forever and a day. And then when I finally, I didn't even know this podcast existed.
No, because you're not a social media person.
I'm not a social media person. No.
So there was no way you would
know. There's no way I knew. And then you told me, and I literally went right on it.
You did.
And I not downloaded it, you whatever. Subscribed.
You did.
Subscribed to it. And I've listened to them all, and they're fantastic. And then you invited me to be on this. And I'm so happy. I'm so excited. I was literally, like, all week I've been like, ooh.
I know, you've been, I love how excited you have been, yeah. Which has made me super excited.
Okay, I like that.
And we're podcasting in the pantry. So let us know if you think that the sound quality is better than was before. Ryan, we're trying out your idea. It's not a closet, but, you know.
It's the pantry, so if we get hungry, there's food and
there's
drink.
Close. Lots of stuff.
There's lots of stuff, yes.
And let's give a little shout out to Mo. She wasn't able to be here today.
Oh, I love Mo.
I don't think we could have all fit in the pantry.
We couldn't. Well, she could have sat on my lap or knee or something. But I love Mo. And Mo, when I heard that you guys did this together, I'm like, there's the two perfect people because I love you both equally. And she's fantastic. So hi, Mo. I miss you. Love you.
I know. She, Mo is the best. We all love Mo.
Yes, we do.
And it's also International Women's Day,
yes,
which I honestly didn't realize until I went on social media today.
I don't hear that.
So I guess I'm not rah-rah women. But I want to say, though, here's to strong women. May we know them. May we be them. May we raise them. And I have two girls, so I'm hoping that I'm raising strong, independent women.
And I think you are, because I literally just met them. And they're two of the cutest, most well-behaved, cute kids I've ever met. They're wonderful. And I've heard that they're great. But they're very, very cute. So you are. You're doing a very good
job. We also told you they were bad to you, though. Right?
You did. Yeah,
we're pretty honest.
You are honest. And I'm sure they're kids. But for the most part, they're pretty cute.
They are good.
Yeah. And on that subject, it's my mom's birthday on Sunday. So speaking of women and everything, happy early... Not she's going to listen to this.
You never know.
Well, she doesn't have a phone or a computer, so I highly doubt that she'll ever...
No phone.
No, well, she's going to be 81 on this upcoming weekend on Sunday. So happy birthday, Mom. She's like the best woman that I know. So.
No, you love your mom.
Yeah, she's great.
It's funny because James's parents are 78 and his mom just, like, they both just got smartphones and his mom texts now.
That must be entered. Oh,
it's
my God.
It's hilarious because she used to email like a text message.
Yeah.
So now she texts because she can.
Right. Yeah.
It's cute.
It is cute. Do you get, like, the most random, weird messages that...
No, not yet.
Hmm.
But, you know, it's still new.
That's true. It is still new. You'll come in and be like, what is this supposed to say or mean? Like, what?
Yeah.
or, like, the proper usage of emojis is always a funny of what I've heard. So...
Well, she's learning, right?
That's true.
And I, like, kudos to... Someone of that age.
Absolutely. No, I give her credit because my mom will not, she refuses. Like, she absolutely, me and my brothers are always after her. She refuses. So I give her kudos because that's amazing.
And
so.
My dad has a smartphone and he's 76 and he barely uses it.
Right.
There's no texting. His fingers are too big.
Yeah. Well, there's always a problem.
Like,
yeah.
We went from the rotary phone. This is going to go way back.
I remember. I'm old,
too. To the touch tone.
Yeah.
My dad has big hands. Like, James calls them mitts. He's worked with his hands his whole life.
Big man hands, yeah.
And he was so mad. How am I going to touch these buttons? I'm going to hit, like, three at the same time.
Oh, my God. I can just hear it. It sounded, like, a lot like my dad, too, because he had big farm.
Old school,
I'm from a farm, and those big hands that they swatted you in across the head, you knew it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's very, very similar. And I grew up in the day of rotary phones and then touch tone phones and all that stuff, so... That's hilarious. I love it.
Yeah, you get it. So my dad doesn't text because he just can't just hit, like, one letter.
Big pause.
Even I struggle sometimes. I'm like, it's so annoying. I still miss, like, the BlackBerry.
It's true. Yeah, exactly where it had... Yeah. I had the Torch, I think it was called, where the one where you flip it up and it had a keyboard hidden, but the touch screen, it was a piece of garbage.
Oh,
it was really bad. It was really... Oh, I hated it.
Did you torch it?
You know what? Good one. I didn't, but I actually don't have... I used to have a picture of it on my phone, but I smashed the hell out of it. I took it down to the concrete. It was so bad that when I got my iPhone... It was iPhone. Yeah. I smashed it right on the concrete because it made me feel warm and fuzzy inside. So, yeah.
I forgot to bring the wine to the pantry, but I wanted to thank you for bringing
you're welcome.
Wine, even though you don't even drink wine. You
I did don't.
Try it. You had a little sip. It's delicious.
It is delicious.
It's Spanish. I'll post a picture of it later on Instagram.
I can't remember the name of it. It's some fancy Spanish name. Yeah. I can barely speak English, so I don't know. I can't remember what it's...
English is hard.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome, though. thank you for having me on here, and your house is beautiful. Come into your house, and so...
You're welcome. You drove a long way all the way to the...
All the way to
middle
the
of nowhere.
Middle of nowhere, I know. That's right.
I also wanted to give a shout-out. So, I never talk about the podcast really at work, even though I should, because it's like our people. Mm-hmm. But I somehow was talking to a guest on the airplane. I don't know how it came up. It was very organic. And then she was super excited about the podcast, because she was writing down all the information.
Nice.
Her name is Sherry as well.
Oh, well, she's got
to
be here.
So, I said to her the next time we did a podcast to give a shout-out to Sherry. So, hey, Sherry.
Hey, Sherry.
I don't know if you're listening, but if you are... Hello from Calgary.
Hello, Sherry. I've never met you, but thank you for listening, if you're listening. If not, then that's okay, too. Speaking of that, how many listeners do you have?
We have 46 subscribers and 392 times it's been listened to.
Oh, okay.
Viewed or played or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, I mean, it's been, considering I haven't done a podcast since November... The numbers have been going. I know you've been listening to 10 of them, but someone else is listening. I don't know who. But whoever you are, thank you.
Thanks.
And cheers to you.
Yes. I hope we can entertain you.
Well, we can.
Yeah.
So, Tyler.
Yeah. Yes.
We have known each other for, like, 13 years.
Almost 13 years it's been. It's been a very, very long time.
Yes.
We started around the same time you were, I think, a week ahead of me, 2 weeks ahead of me, something like that. And we worked together
a long time ago.
Like but when we were new, it was within the first year or two, I think it was in the first year or two. But
Amy?
With Amy, yes. Oh, I love Amy.
Yeah.
She's a good time.
She is. Married with babies now.
Oh, isn't everybody?
Except
for me. Not that I want babies, but yeah.
You want to get married.
That's a whole other story. Mm. But yeah, I know. And so we worked together two or three times over the years, but then it had been a very, like I said previously, it had been a very long time since I've seen you, hence...
Yes.
Your little one was still, like, baby. And she holds Hallie now?
She is almost four.
Four, so I guess it's been probably... She was
an infant?
Maybe you were even pregnant with her when I saw you.
I don't know. It's...
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. Yeah. And I always, like, I'm like, oh, I miss Tyler's face, but you're not on Facebook or Instagram or anything, so...
No.
I never... Because you were on Facebook before.
I was.
And you'd always would tell, like, the funniest stories or things would happen to you. Because I'm like, and Shelly Visser, I don't know if Shelly, if you listen, but...
Yeah, she's fantastic to you, but...
The things that happen to you guys do not happen to anybody else.
It's very true.
I don't know what you guys are putting out there.
I don't know. It's true, and it's been that way my whole life, of just the most ridiculous, random things will happen. And even my mother has dubbed me like a dark cloud follows you in a good way, because sometimes it's in a funny way, but sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. But yeah, we used to see each other on Facebook, and you're not the only person that has enjoyed my
stories. And then I realized you went off for like, I get why you stopped being on social media.
Yeah.
But
it can be toxic. It can be great to catch up with people, but it can
absolutely
be toxic.
Yeah.
And that was one of the reasons is it was people bragging, and it was people putting each other down. And this was probably seven years ago now that I went off there. And it was bad then, and it's even a million times worse now. So,
and Amy, too. She went off of social media for those reasons as well.
Mm. Yeah. So. Funny story about Facebook. It was last year, I would say. And like I said, it's been 7 years since I've been on. Last year, I was flying with this new guy, and... we got along really well. We had a couple London overnights, and there's a sushi place. I don't know if you've been to that hotel in London. There's a sushi,
I've been there.
Right,
it's good.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Anyways, we had two overnights there. We went there. And so we got along really well, and we exchanged phone numbers because he was brand new. So he just wanted, advice about pairings and about, all that stuff. So I said, yeah, text me anytime, whatever. So we get home from this pairing, and it was a week and a half later or something. And I get a text from him. And he goes, do you not want to be my friend?
Really?
Yeah. And I looked at this and I'm like, that's weird. I said, so I texted back and I said, of course I'm your, that's really, what do you mean? Yeah. Like, I'm like, are you mad that I haven't texted you? Or like, what, I mean,
yeah.
And he goes, well, no, I sent you a friend request on Facebook right after our pairing, and you haven't accepted me yet. And I said,
is your name even on there?
Well, just hold on. So I said, well, I haven't been on Facebook in 6 years, but yeah. It was at that point. I haven't been on Facebook in 6 years. And he goes, well, I added you as a friend. You were on there. And I said, there's actually a Tyler T down in the States with my last name.
Okay.
It's a weird, you know, my last yeah. name's weird.
It's
no
not
one knows.
Common.
It's not common.
No.
But there is, I've Googled myself and there's one in the States somewhere. I said, you must have added the guy from the States as a friend, and no wonder he hasn't accepted you. And he goes, well, no, I went into, like, he had pictures, and there was a picture of you. I'm like, what? So he goes, yeah, seriously. So I go on to Facebook, and my password, was a very unique password, and I thought, okay, I'm going to try to get on there with this password to see if it still got on there with that password. Sure enough, my Facebook account was activated, and I was there, and sure enough, the friend request from this guy was there. I'm like, what on earth? So I'm like, what? So that specific email that I had correlated with Facebook was like an old, like Hotmail account that I haven't used in years. So I went on, I'm like, okay, they must have. So I went to that Facebook or that email account.
Yeah.
Sure enough, I had an email from Facebook from that year saying that they think that my account has fraudulently been brought back to life, and if it has, click here. And of course I don't even go into this I'm like, oh my god. So I did, and sure enough, someone in Venezuela had like hacked into my account and turned my account back on, and I didn't even know it.
That's hilarious.
So I said, I'm like, I'm sorry, that's not, I like, so then I went
of course it would happen to you.
Of course, yeah. So I changed my passwords and changed everything, and then it's been good since. But yeah, so my Facebook, like, I've been on there in 6 years, and it got hacked. That's all ridiculous.
So, only you, Tyler.
Exactly. So that's why I'm like, again, so I'm like, enough of that social media business. But
clearly social media is not for you.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not at all. No. I see the allure of it, but it's not for me.
I love Instagram, because Instagram is like pretty, and it's happy, and it's...
Yeah.
It's not the negative connotation mm-hmm. that Facebook has.
True. Maybe one day I'll give it a shot, but...
Yeah.
I just find that even when I was on Facebook, you spent so much time.
It is a time waster for sure.
Yeah, but anyways, yeah, so that's why I'm not on Facebook anymore. And that's what happened. So it reminded me of that Facebook story that I got hacked.
Like, that's hilarious. God,
all people to get hacked. Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, but getting back to so I hadn't seen you in years. And then here back in February, we're about mid-March now. Month ago, me and Sherry finally worked together, and it was
my birthday pairing.
And yeah,
and I was so happy that you were on it.
Yes,
I didn't want to work my birthday, but I was like, "Well, Tyler's there; it'll be okay."
Mm-hmm.
It's my first birthday I've worked since I've started.
Right? Yeah, I never work my birthdays either. Really.
So
yeah,
it was it was a pairing.
It was a pairing, and oh my god, I can't, like, it was every day. It wasn't the pairing itself; wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad of a pairing.
No, it was just.
But. It was
an
right.
S show.
It was an S show.
Except for not the first day.
The first day wasn't bad. We got caught de-icing that. Remember when they had to tow us, they had to tug us to the other side of the airport, and then we sat there for an hour.
I totally forgot about that.
So the first day wasn't bad. It was right when the cold snap was in Calgary, that nasty, nasty cold snap, and that nasty weather and everything. So we got caught in that. And the first day wasn't too bad, but we had to wait like an hour to get de-iced, but that's how winter flying is. But after that, oh, sweet Jesus. So it was, we get on, hello, and it's nice to see you, and da-da-da-da. So the last day of this pairing.
Yeah, what happened, Tyler?
The last day of the pairing was five legs.
I was dreading.
Which you were dreading. Whoever doesn't work for our company knows that you can pick stuff up, you can drop stuff, and you can drop specific legs of flights.
Right.
So the last day, we came in and out of Calgary, I think, three times.
Yeah.
So it was Edmonton to Calgary.
And then return and then Abbotsford return.
Yeah. So five legs, which is disgusting.
Too much.
It's the worst you can possibly do.
It is.
Nasty.
It's awful.
Nasty, nasty. So literally when the schedule came out, the month before, I dropped that like it was hot. I dropped it like it was hot.
And right now, you can drop anything.
Yeah, like it's exactly. Dead. So those last four legs, I dropped. So I was literally Edmonton to Calgary, supposed to be done at 9:30, 10 in the morning. So we get on the plane the very first day, and we're working with this lovely lady. It was me and Sherry and this other lovely lady, and I said, being the wonderful guy that I am, I said, I'm leaving you guys early on the last day.
Right.
So I don't mind being lead. The middle 2 days, we had a couple LA turns, and it was, you know, customs and whatever. So I said, those middle 2 days, I will be lead. I'll take the pit for you guys since I'm leaving you early on the last day. So then you and the other lady were like, oh, well, that's nice of you.
Yeah.
So then between Sherry and this other lady, we're deciding who's going to be lead, the boss, that first day. And it wasn't a super, it was three legs. It was, I don't mean what we
it
did.
It was another U.S.
It was U.S. turn
Palm
and
Springs
then.
With Juneau.
It was Palm Springs, yeah. And then we did back to Calgary and then an Edmonton flight. So not super long, but long enough. So you guys are deciding who is going to be lead. And she kind of got a little sassy and she goes, well, if you guys are all leaving me, I don't want to be lead for 4 days.
And I
looked at Sherry and I said to her quietly, I said, did I say out loud did I say out loud that I was going to be lead for the two middle days? Or she's like, oh yeah, you did. And I said, well, that's why I offered because she was just, I don't think she quite got.
She doesn't like being lead.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh shit. Well, I didn't realize that. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, and then it went on from there and oh my God, the second day. What was the second day?
Oh, we had to fix, like, a weird part.
That was the third day.
That was the third? Oh, yeah.
That was the third day.
What was the second day?
The second day, it was gross, too. I think it was just weather-related.
Well, we got delayed because of the pilots at the beginning.
Yes.
Not by a lot, but then...
Mm-hmm. And then it just went on from there. And it was just a shit joke.
But we got back only, like, an hour later.
True.
And that was my birthday.
That was your birthday.
And I was like, okay, all I want is to be able to have... I really wanted to have a martini.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that guy had given us a tip, remember?
Yes.
So on the first day, the $20, because Janelle was like, well, you can give us a tip. And he just has like this wad of cash.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, he'll just give us like $5. And he's like, whips out a 20.
Mm-hmm.
And Janelle's like, you take it. It's your birthday tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Have
That's
a drink.
Right. Yeah.
Or whatever. I was like, no. I'm like, okay. So I was like, I really want to have a martini.
Mm-hmm.
That's all because we have a cut-off time, right? So I'm like, I want to make sure we get back. I want to have dinner. I want to have a drink.
Yeah.
Which we did. So I was happy.
Yeah. But we were late.
We were, but at least I still had time.
You still had time. Yeah. And we were going to actually do this podcast.
We were I was hungry, and then you were tired.
Yeah. And it was just, and so it just didn't work. No. And I'm actually kind of glad it worked out that way, because we'd have been rushed, and we wouldn't have been prepared. And so I'm actually kind of glad it worked out that way, because then the next day, oh my God. So we were doing Edmonton to Los Angeles, and then back turn.
Just easy.
Easy day. Not too bad. Not too bad of a day. I'm lead, and we, are delayed again because of the weather. Everything's changing. It's crazy.
It's so cold.
It's so cold. It's like minus 30, in Edmonton, and we get onto the plane, and we're actually somewhat a little bit on time, maybe 20 minutes behind.
Yeah, it was fine.
Get on the plane, get almost full 700 boarded.
Yep.
And we push back. And we're sitting there. Like, for the love of God, what's going on? And then so the pilots call out. Something's wrong with the engines. There's a part that's stuck.
The starter.
Something's with the engine. So we have to go back to the gate. The maintenance guys have to come. Like, oh my God, of course. So we go back to the gate, open the door. Maintenance guys come on, and they're waiting, and we're waiting, and they're trying to fix it. So then they come on, and they're like, oh no, it's not this one specific part. The whole starter of the engine has to be replaced. So... it's going to be, like, an hour, which turned into 3 hours, I think it was.
Yeah, it was a long time.
It was a long time. And we didn't let anyone off board.
Yeah.
Because
we weren't sure how long it was going to take.
And we were in customs, this side of customs.
It was awful.
It was an awful, awful day. And, of course, you know, when you're lead and things like that are going on, of course, the person from the back is calling. The customer service agent.
It
was you in the back. Irritating me, no joke. And then the customer service agent and the pilot, and like, you know, it's just everyone and all the guests are like, well, I have a connection, and everyone's yipping and yelling, and it was such an S show up in the front. So finally, it was at least almost 3 hours we're delayed.
And we were already losing Lucy.
Right.
Because she was the most junior pilot.
So this lady that didn't want to be lead, that gave us attitude.
Lucy.
When we got to Lucy. Sorry, Lucy, if you're listening. So she and we were supposed to get to L.A., and then she was getting pulled from our crew to go do the L.A. to Toronto flight. Then they called out somebody. They pulled another girl from another crew, who she was brand new, to deadhead with us on the Edmonton to L.A. flight to operate with us back to Edmonton. I know it's kind of convoluted, but stick with me here. So we're so delayed on the ground for this mechanical issue that this girl who was deadheading with us was going to be over her operational 14-hour day. So the crew scheduling actually called her and said, you need to get off the plane right now or else you're going to be over your day. So she's like brand new and she doesn't know what the age is going on.
So she leaves.
So she grabs her stuff and she leaves. And about 5 minutes later, I'm like, wait.
What are we going to do now?
I'm like, when we get to L.A., Lucy's going to go on that other flight. Now we don't have another flight attendant to come back. So I tell the captain, and he's like, oh my God, Tyler, can you stop bringing me problems? I'm like, I'm sorry. So anyways, he gets in the horn with crew sched, and this is a major problem day. So he's literally on the phone for, on hold, probably half an hour, and finally gets called to crew sched. He explains the situation, and they're like, we're going to keep Lucy with you. She's going to stay with you for the rest of the day.
Sweet.
We're like, sweet, excellent, great. That's great. Everything gets fixed. We close the doors. We're 3 hours delayed. We get to LA and we're like, okay, we're going to make this a quick turn. We're going to get these people on. We're going to get home and we're tired and cranky. Mm-hmm. And it was a minimum. It was a min crew last night.
Yeah. It's 10 hours.
So we're now, we have to push our delay back 3 hours. And so I'm irritated because I was supposed to get home at 9:30. And now it's going
to
be like...
And what did I say to you during that period? I'm like, oh, Tyler, wouldn't it suck if something happened and...
Sure did. And then
you dropped those four legs and...
Yeah. And you didn't get... Whatever. So we get...
But you're like, stop.
Stop it. Because you're going
to... I know you're going to say it. And I'm like, okay.
You're going to make it come true. And you kind of did. So...
I almost just spit wine on Tyler. We're very close proximity.
We're very close proximity, but it's okay.
And it's really warm in the pantry, Tyler, or Ryan.
Yeah.
It's freaking hot here.
It's really hot in here, so you better like this podcast.
We're going to lose a couple LBs after it.
It's true. So anyways, we get to LA, open the doors, get everyone off, and the people are barely off, and the gate agent in LA comes onto the plane. She goes, I need a flight attendant to go to that LA to go to that Toronto flight. And I'm like, attitude. And I've already had quite the day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
Not today.
I'm not having any of that today. So I said, well, no. I said, we heard about all that, but we called crew scheduling. I tried to explain this, but trying to explain the story to that, to an American, an American gate agent. An American gate agent.
Who doesn't understand the procedures?
Yes, that's right. Who are contracted out is what I'm trying to say. They don't understand what all this means.
Right.
So I said we called crew scheduling. Lucy's staying with us. No, well
Lucy stays.
Lucy stays. But she said, well, no, the other crew is still delayed, and they're at the gate next door, and they're waiting for her because now they're delayed. And I said, well, no.
And she's
coming with us. And by this point, I'm like fighting for Lucy, even though she's a bit. You know, I'm like, no, we're 3 hours delayed. She's staying with us. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
Like, you know. So.
I'm losing clothes here. Okay.
It's. Oh, that's better. Okay. So, this story's almost done, I swear. We just... A little hypoxic right now. So anyways, long story short, they were expecting her to go on their flight, and the crew scheduling told us that she was coming with us on our flight. So now she's got two places to be and doesn't know where to go. So of course, I'm right pissed. So the lead from that other flight comes over, the captain comes over, the first officer comes over, and they're like, no, she's coming with us. And we got her food, and everyone's, all the guests have been briefed as to what's going on at the top, and we're walking back and forth like idiots, and the captain's like, well, what are we going to do now? Like, we've already been delayed, we got min crew us tonight, what are we going to do? So of course, the gate agents, again, they didn't know what the hell was going on. So finally, they told us, ops told us, that they're deadheading another crew member from the Vancouver flight that's coming in to join us. And I said, well, why don't we just go? And because we had to wait now an extra 2 hours till this Vancouver flight comes in. Why don't they just wait? Because she's with us. And what does it, like, one of the flights is going to be even more delayed. Why does it have to be us? Because she's already with us. No, that's how they want it. And I'm like, oh. So she left our plane after much deliberation and then went over to that plane. So then we're another 2 hours delayed waiting for this.
Waiting.
And of course, then we're eating carrots from my lunch bag and, you know, all that. So finally this guy shows up and he's from Vancouver. He doesn't have a clue what's going on.
No, we thought he was staying there.
He thought he was staying there. Crew scheduling just basically said, you need to go. They didn't tell him what he was going to do. It was such a gong show.
It was.
But that's, again, that's a day of the life of me because there's always something going on and it was crazy. So that was our pairing back. And then
what time did you actually get home? You were supposed to get home at what time? 9:30?
I was supposed to get home at 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning.
It was like 2:30, wasn't it?
Oh, no, it was later than that, because that's when our flight was. Remember, we deadheaded on Encore home, and we didn't get home. It was 4:30, 5 by the time we actually got there. And then, yeah, so I was almost 6-7 hours delayed from what I was supposed to be. Oh, I was not happy. But that's the name of the game, the flying.
It is, and then I actually got home a little bit early from the whole original pairing.
Of course.
I didn't tell you this. Or no, I did tell you this. So then I joined this. Now I'm joining a whole new crew, mm-hmm. right? Because mm-hmm. everybody's kind of a mishmash.
Yeah.
Except for the lady that picked up your,
right.
the four legs.
Yeah.
Anyway, she is very old school in terms of like trying to be funny on the PA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Introducing our names and stuff.
Oh, dear. Yeah, I know where this is going.
Yeah. So then she's like, and up front we have scintillating Sherry. And I was like,
oh.
It made me so uncomfortable because there's all these men in the front. They're now they're looking at you like you're scintillating Sherry.
Yeah, like you're going to start to remove your uniform or something.
So she did it two times, like the leg mm-hmm. there and back. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is not cool. It made me so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Oh. So fast forward to like last week, James's mom flew home to Victoria and she always gives us a rundown of the crew and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's like, we have this flight attendant and blah, blah, blah. I won't say his name. And she was introducing the flight attendants like fantastic.
Florence.
Yeah, sure. And I was like, that's her!
Of course it was.
Yeah.
God.
She's like, oh, yeah.
Why? Like, those days are over. Like, we just...
It made me very uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to just... Why can't you call me, like, sensational or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want to be funny or a cutesy name, like, but why in a... That
or
context...
Or sweet or... Yeah,
that kind of filthy context
of
just... No, I agree. That's not good.
And then people look at you like that because that's just...
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And the stereotype of our profession to begin with is...
Yeah, so...
No, not the best. So, that's not so good.
No, it was not.
Yeah.
So, that's how my pairing ended.
Oh, dear. Yeah, it was quite the pairing back. So, hadn't seen you in years, and then that was the pairing that we got to deal with. But it was good, because I was with you. And then...
And
then we laughed our way through it, and that's... It was good. So...
You know, you told me some offside stories, which we can't talk about on
here. I did.
But...
Yeah. No, we can't talk about it here. But, I do have a lot of offside stories. A lot of them, but maybe I'll start a podcast next of X-rated.
No, Tyler, you know what your gift is, right?
What's my gift?
Tyler needs to be a relationship
advisor.
From the bedroom.
Yes.
Like a sex therapist?
Maybe a sex therapist.
Yeah.
Or maybe not even... Therapist is a good word. Or an instructor.
Yeah.
Because this
is... whole classes.
It's true. And, you know, this is not really going too offside, but I get a lot of questions from...
You work with a lot of girls.
I work with a lot of girls, and which is fine. I like it. It's a good mixture. And that's great. I get along with most people, I think. And people feel comfortable with me to ask
for tips and tricks
of certain things that I do or I've seen or that I've had done to me or something.
Yeah.
And so that's great. And I've given a lot of advice over the years and some of them, most of it has been taken in a positive way. Some of it not. they've tried it or done it or whatever. And
maybe they just didn't do it right.
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking because, I mean, we're going to get too offside here. So
I haven't had any complaints.
Perfect. But again,
I'm speaking as Tyler.
Yes, exactly. True. Not that I have taught you anything. Wink, wink. Mm. But I just saw James and he seemed happy. So, you know, I love your husband, by the way. I think you know that and everyone knows that, but he's very wonderful. And you guys make the best couple. You're the cutest couple. Honest to God, I love it. It's great. Yeah, I love you guys.
We try.
It's good. I know, because you can tell that you have fun and your, you know, just your personalities, your senses of humor and stuff. I like it. You guys are a good couple.
It's been a long time.
Yes, it has been a long time. Like eight years or seven, longer?
We've been together for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
No, 11 years.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that long. Like, I guess so, because
you're almost nine.
Your oldest girl is like eight, right?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Right. But
so speaking of relationships, how was your first Valentine's Day with Jake? Hi, Jake.
Hi, Jake. It was fantastic. Yes. So I am in a brand new relationship. We met kind of towards the beginning of January, and he kind of locked me down.
He did lock
me down. He locked me down.
And you're happy to be locked
down. Oh my God, I am so unbelievably happy.
You're a smitten kitten.
I'm a smitten kitten. He is fantastic. So the kind of the beginning, we kind of knew each other 3 weeks to a month before he locked me down. And then we started dating a week, literally when our pairing was, we started dating 2 days before.
Yeah, you had made it official,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. So a week or week and a half before Valentine's Day, we started dating. And
that's always like...
Yeah.
Any sort of holiday, like Christmas, Valentine's Day, like
birthday,
where like gifts are kind of
it's
expected
true.
Or...
But yeah, what
or like an occasion to be celebrated. It's like, okay, it's new. What
What do you do? What do you get them?
So what did you do?
Well, I thought long and hard about it. I did, because I didn't want to do too much and be the crazy... be that crazy guy. But I also didn't want to be like, here's a card.
Right.
So I made a reservation at the Keg on the Cloud Trail there, and... That I didn't tell him what I was going to... I told him we were going out for dinner, but didn't tell him where. And then I kind of paid attention over that few weeks span that we're together. And I found out kind of, like, what candy he likes. So he loves Bounty Bars. So I got him a little package of Bounty Bars just for something sweet. And then he likes Bath and Body Works. Shout out to all these wonderful...
Hey, Jake, if you like Bounty Bars, have you tried an Almond Joy?
Oh,
Oh my gosh. Only in the States?
Uh-huh.
So next time you're in the States, bring him home.
Some Almond Joy.
So good.
It's going to bring joy.
You're welcome.
Okay.
I always get one when I'm there.
Oh yeah?
And my mom, that was like her favorite chocolate.
Is there
coconut.
Oh, because he loves
almonds
coconut.
Almonds and chocolate.
Okay, I'll have to remember that.
So good.
I'll have to remember that. Good times.
Yeah, sorry.
Delicious. Okay, sweet. So then he loves Bath and Body Works stuff, because I love that place too. So I got him what candle he likes, and I got him some of those wall plug-in things that do, like wall diffusers where the scent comes out. I got a couple of those for his bedroom, and a shirt. He loves Tentree, so I got him a shirt.
Shout out to Tentree
and Bath and Body Works. Send me coupons.
Exactly.
More.
Or not, just go bigger, Tyler.
Well, I don't want to be, I don't want to be greedy.
Product.
That's, I don't want to be greedy. So yeah, so I just got him a few little things, and the big thing, of course, was this dinner. So that night comes, and I go pick him up at his place, and we exchange gifts. And he got me some presents too. He got me this nice helium balloon, and it's a butterfly, and it says cutie pie on it. I still have it because it's helium.
Because you are a cutie pie.
Wow, stop! I try. No. And he got me this little plant. It has a nice little saying on it. And then he got me flowers and a nice card. Just because it was really, really nice. So, exchange gifts, and then we went to the reservation at the Keg, and we ended up getting seated. I don't know if you've ever been in that Keg on the Monument Cloud Trail.
No. Yes, I have.
Yeah, it's not, like, super, super fancy, but it's nice.
Yeah.
And they ended up sitting us. It was busy, of course. And they ended up sitting us by the fireplace.
Ooh, how romantic.
There was two tables of, like, table for two, and we just happened to get one of them. And, of course, he sits down, and he was cold, so he sat closer to the fire, and he's just like, oh, so romantic. And of course, then I'm like, well, I set it up that way.
Totally.
Like, obviously. And he's like, that's BS, Tyler. I'm like, yeah, I didn't do that. So it just turned out that we got this nice romantic table. It was really, really nice. The food was great. And so that was my first Valentine's Day with the handsome Jake. And you've seen his picture. And
he is handsome.
He's so handsome. And he's literally...
You guys look so happy together.
Thank you. It's been a long time coming. And for both of us, we've talked about it. And he's got the kindest heart and the sweetest soul. And he treats...
You deserve it.
Sherry, thank you. Thank you. He's a very, very genuine, sweet guy. And we want the same things. And he's a very nice guy. So, you know, I wish we could have met sooner. Rather than having, but to go through everything that we went through, but those are the kind of things that kind of shape you to the person that you are.
And you appreciate.
Yeah, and you appreciate what you have when you went through some of the stuff that, I mean.
That you've gone through.
Yeah, and I told you a little bit about that, and it was bad. So he's just one. I can't say enough good things. I don't want to gush too much, but he's great. So.
He kind of likes you.
He'll talk to me when he has to.
Like,
but.
You know.
So, hey, babe. Anyways, I'm all red and gushy because.
And we're gonna go to Village Ice Cream.
Oh yes,
yeah.
I was telling them about Village. Yeah. If you ever bit anybody, Village Ice Cream. There's one up where I live.
The only one. Well,
apparently
the closest one to Airdrie.
Yeah, and it's delicious. So, 34th Street.
Yeah.
34th Avenue. Sorry, 34th Avenue. So it's right up off Crowchild, by the Safeway there. So.
Yeah. So check out Village.
Village Ice Cream.
Ice cream.
Yeah. He made me go the other night. Made me.
So, yeah. But Tyler sent me a picture and he was eating ice cream and I was like, I was going to say something and I was like, oh, whatever. Yeah. And then.
Well, yeah. Because
you were doing the keto.
I was on the keto diet and I'm trying to, back at the gym and trying to be healthier.
Yeah.
So I haven't had, before the other night when we went there, I hadn't had ice cream in over a year and anything kind of like fast foody stuff like that.
Right.
So, it was, oh my God, it was so, I devoured that ice cream like it was my last meal on death row. So it was delicious. It was delicious.
So it's that good.
Oh, it was really good.
I need to try it now.
Yeah, it's that good. So when you guys are in that part, come visit me in my condo and then we'll go over and.
Yeah, it sounds good.
We'll go over and I'll show you Village Ice Cream. We went off on a tangent there a little bit. Getting back to Lucy. I heard you worked with her again.
I just did a red eye pairing with her just on the weekend.
Oh yeah.
Which I am not a red eye person.
Me
I struggle big time.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
And so on, I went lead twice.
Oh.
Out of the 3 days. Because she doesn't like lead. And
okay.
I was like, it's fine. I'll go lead. And the other lead agent doesn't really like lead either. So I was like, it's fine. I'll do lead. Anyway, so on the second night from Edmonton to Toronto on the red eye, this lady rang her call button and, it was like a domestic between her and this guy behind her who has had a couple kids, like two under two with it. And there was like a big family. They were obviously going on vacation somewhere when they got to Toronto in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, is there a way that you can get these people to stop talking? They're congregating in the aisle and they're being so loud. And he hit me in the head and,
oh boy.
And I just stood there.
I
literally stood there and I just looked at them like, are you guys for real right now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are we children?
Yeah.
Or are we adults?
Yeah, exactly.
And then Lucy was there for a bit and then she just left cause it was ridiculous. And so finally I was like, okay guys, like, do I need to separate you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I think you're adults. I think you know how to treat each other.
Yeah. Good. That's a perfect answer. Yeah.
And I walked away.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to Toronto and we're deplaning. And it, like, keep in mind, a red eye is dark.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now with no TVs, right? So it's very dark in the cabin.
Yeah.
And it's hard to really see details of people, really. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Yeah, there's 100 over.
It's
know,
so, it's dark.
People, yeah.
So we're deplaning and this lady's getting off. And she doesn't look at me. She looks at Lucy. And she's like, you could have been a little more sensitive about that situation.
Oh.
But Lucy really wasn't a part of it. I was one that was part of it. And then Lucy was like, she just laughed.
Oh.
Because she didn't know what was happening.
And
I was like, that's the lady. She's like, oh. Like, she honestly had no idea.
Yeah.
And then she's like, the lady's like, what's your name?
Oh, my God.
And Lucy's like, it's Lucy. And it was like, anyway, I'm like, I don't know why she's mad at you.
Yeah. Now, the funny part of this story is, well, obviously wasn't there, but yes, it's dark in the cabin and late, but... Now, Lucy is in her early 50s, slash, she's African-American. So...
Okay, you're gonna go there, so I can finish the story now.
Okay.
So then, Lucy says, well, I'm gonna play the race card then.
Oh, oh my god.
She's like, if someone calls me about this situation, I'm using the race card. I'm like, you know what, you should, because... Well, yeah. Because you weren't even dealing with it. I was.
Mm-hmm. It's
so
true.
She's totally going after you for no reason.
Yeah. That's very true. Yeah. No, it's
And this
true.
Lady was Caucasian.
Oh, dear.
And the people behind her were not Caucasian.
Oh, okay. Right.
So.
That's true.
I don't know.
There could have been something to that, actually.
I don't know.
I mean, it could be the darkest in the world at any time of night, and you can tell the difference between you and her. Like, I mean, that... So why would she go after... That doesn't even make any sense.
I don't know.
Weird.
So, I said to Lucy, I'm like, yeah, let me know if something happens, because you didn't do anything.
No, yeah. Did you hear anything? About? No. Well, probably not. You know what people are.
I know. They always threaten us, and they don't do anything.
Jesus. I know. It's kind of like when people call in, they're like, you're so... Or when people on the plane, you're so good, I'm gonna call in about you, I'm going to write in about you. And then a year later, you're like...
It never happens.
Oh, right. I still haven't got that kudos.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. There's times where you're like, I deserve that.
I agree. I know there's been times where I go above and beyond and I'm nice, but then when you know that you might get it, and you're like even extra, and you're like, woo, and then you still don't get it. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
After all these years, it's like...
We still do things because it's the right thing to do.
Of course, yeah.
But sometimes it is nice to get recognized for the... Going above and beyond,
sure.
Right?
It's far and few between. It's really far and few between these days. And so when someone has something nice to say about you, it would be nice
to be recognized
for it, especially in our industry where, you know, we get the brunt of a lot of garbage a lot of the time. So, yeah, no, absolutely.
So I don't know.
That's crazy.
Lucy, I'm going to play the race card.
I'm like, I can just hear her saying it too, yeah.
I'm like, you should.
Yeah. So getting back to the LA story, what ended up happening to her on that pairing when she got pulled away to go to Toronto?
Oh, so she went to Toronto. It was like a really long day, obviously, like 16 hours or something. She asked for 12 hours. They only gave her 10 hours.
Oh. Mm.
And she ended up just coming home.
Oh, okay. I see.
So she kind of won out of anybody.
Yeah, I guess.
In a way.
Well, I guess, yeah. I mean, it
in
sucked that she had to go to Toronto because it's Toronto.
Yeah.
But,
And she got home earlier than...
Perfect. Well, that's good. So I was really...
You got home
one that
later.
Got
she got home earlier, and I got home...
A little.
At the same time,
same
basically.
Time. Yeah. So I'm the only one that got screwed. Perfect.
Yeah. And...
We kind of all got screwed.
It was wing night that night, and James's mom was here, so we went out for wings. So I feel like I won... Like, we had a date night.
That's
so
true.
So I feel like I won out of all of you guys.
You did. That's very true.
Because as parents, you don't get... You gotta take those opportunities where you can get them.
No, I can have wings anytime I want. So that's very true. Well,
so,
I'm glad that worked out then.
I was happy. At the end of the day, I was happy.
Right. Perfect.
So,
and we got to work together.
And we got to work together.
It's true. And because of that, I am lucky enough to be on this podcast. So
you are.
I know. I'm so happy. I was so happy when you asked me. I'm just like, of course I'll do it. Of course. Because I love this kind of thing. I used to be a DJ on the radio. This is another lifetime ago. I was 18, 19 years old. And I'm... kind of double that now, almost. So that was another lifetime ago. But yeah, it was a country radio station in Lethbridge, Country 95, that I was a DJ on for a while. And
which is so cool.
I know, it was really cool. It was really cool. I did promotions, and I got to go to concerts, and I got to meet all the singers and all that stuff. And it was really cool.
Who's the favorite artist? Who's your favorite artist that you've met?
I would say. Country wise, I would say probably Terry Clark. I would say.
Well, I think
she was really she was really really nice.
I can see that.
She was cool. You know, she's an Alberta girl, and she was really nice. She's tall. My God. Well, I'm short. I'm shorter than anybody, but she's like 5'10" or something. She's tall.
She's definitely like a.
Yeah.
She's there.
Yeah.
Can't miss her.
Yeah. And then non-country wise, I got a chance to meet Bryan Adams. I got to go backstage at Bryan Adams when he, and that was really cool. He was really really nice. We couldn't chat a lot to him just because all of his people were like hurrying him along.
Right.
And, you know, all the radio stations and all the everything wanted his time. And but he was very gravelly voiced, very nice. But yeah, so I would say those were my two favorites of the good Canadian talent that I met. So it's good times. But ultimately, with that job, I didn't make a ton of money. You know, you're 19 years old, and that was my priority. And I wanted to be at the station as much as I could, but yet I wanted to get another job because I had to for money.
Right.
But then another job wouldn't hire me because they wanted me for nights and weekends, and that's what I was doing at the station. So I couldn't really get another job, and the money was kind of terrible, and there was not a lot of room for an advancement. So I just ultimately had to get out of it.
Like, how much does a DJ, like a disc or a radio...
Yeah.
Like, how much do they...
Now, you know, nowadays, like I said, it's been almost 20 years, so I don't know what it would be now. Then, it was like, almost pretty much minimum, like, lowest you can possibly get, especially for what I was doing. So it was maybe 25 grand a year.
So, which is, like...
25, 30.
Poverty,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, basically, I mean. Yeah. It was... Yeah, the lowest you could possibly.
I wonder what they make
minimum
now.
Wage.
We'll find out later.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, because that was 20 years ago. So I'm assuming it's probably gotten better. But and the reason why there's not a lot of advancement is because, you know, the people who where you make the money is the morning show and the afternoon drive.
Because okay.
That's when the most people are listening.
Right.
And that's when the ads are the most expensive.
Okay.
Stuff like that. So they're going to pay you the most. So that's when you're doing all the fun games and the call, like calling in and stuff
right.
like that. So that's where you make your most money. But the people who are at that stage of work... have been doing it for years and years and years, and that's what they've built up to.
Right.
And then, they're, you know, it's a job where you sit and you talk. So retirement, you can be freaking 80 years old,
yeah.
and you can still be doing it. So that's why there's not a lot of room for advancement. So I just had to get out of it and, you know, kind of did the odd, you know, jobs, retail and all that kind of stuff up until 13 years ago when I got this gig. And it's everything worked out the way it was supposed to, even though I went to college for, you know, broadcast journalism and all that stuff, and you spend all that money, it's all to me what I was supposed to do, obviously. So, yeah.
It's funny, because you have the radio broadcasting, I have an English degree, Mo has a journalism mm-hmm. certificate.
That's right, yeah.
It's just so funny. Like, the flight attendant group is actually very educated.
Yeah.
And yeah. people think that we're not, but we really are.
No, it's true.
And it's a lifestyle yeah. you kind of fall
mm-hmm.
into.
Mm-hmm.
And... I mean, it has its ups and downs. Pun intended.
Pun intended.
And,
no, it's true.
It's hard to give up the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
To go back to, like, a normal 9-to-5
yeah, office.
Monday to Friday.
Yeah, it's just... I don't know if
I could do it.
I know. Me neither. Me neither. But still happy doing it. I mean, like you said, the lifestyle, the schedule, the people...
I mean, if you're still doing the radio gig, how could you have funny stories like that lady in the washroom?
That is very true. Fantastic way to get to that. So,
Tyler, what happened?
Oh, dear. I feel like the bathroom, the lav on the plane, is kind of 95% of where crazy things happen.
Oh, yes.
All the time. Because
all
it's
the time.
Only place on the aircraft... where people can have, even though it's a little closet, a little cupboard, it's where you can, that's the only place you can get privacy, right? Because everything, you know.
If they lock the door.
if they lock the door. So that's why most of this crazy stuff happens. Most, like, 90% of my stories will be from the bathroom.
Broadcasting from the love. Front or back, we don't know.
Yeah, exactly. So this was, oh my God, this was...
this is a long time ago.
A long time ago.
When you were still on Facebook.
Yeah, still on Facebook,
that's
yes.
where I
yeah.
might start.
So this is a good, probably 10 years ago, for sure. And it's up in the front, and we're mid-flight, don't know where I'm going to. And I noticed, and I was lead, and I noticed, and it was summertime or nice out, and I noticed this woman get on, and she had to be late 70s, for sure late 70s, maybe 80.
So like our parents' age?
Kind of our parents'
yeah.
age, yeah. But she was wearing a summery, flowery dress, kind of like what you.
But you still remember?
Oh, I still remember. Yeah, these stories are vivid because it's scarring to me. So, kind of like what you would wear on the beach when you would cover up in a bathing suit or something. You put on like a sundress, kind
okay.
of like a beach dress, something like that. She was past the point of her being able to wear that. To put it nicely, like she shouldn't have been wearing it. But I can guarantee there was. nothing underneath. So midway through the flight, and I'm putting the carts away from service, doing whatever, and of course I wanted to wash my, maybe just collect the garbage or something, and I was going to wash my hands. So of course, you know, you're in your mode, and I go to the front lab to open the door, and of course you look, it's unlocked, and I open the door kind of quickly, and there's this woman, this nice little lady. I shouldn't say little. She was a bit bigger, too. And she had, she was half in the squatting position, hovering over the toilet, and she had her sun, she had this lovely flowery sundress pulled up as up, basically up to her chin, so she wouldn't get anything on it, is what I gathered from it.
Yep.
And she, as I alluded to before, was not wearing
undergarments.
Undergarments, granny panties, nothing underneath. Zero.
Commando.
Commando. Like, no.
Way to go, granny.
So I don't know if she, I don't know what was going on when she got to her destination.
Maybe she's still, like, racy in her old age.
Maybe. I guess, hopefully, in, when I get to that age, I'll still be teaching people
tips and tricks,
but everything was hanging. Like, I mean,
oh, I can imagine it, at
like,
that age.
It was, and she, like I said, she was a bit of a bigger lady, so she didn't have. It wasn't an A cup situation. She's kind of got her head down, seeing that she's aiming properly, and doesn't know that I'm standing there with the door open. And of course, it shocked me. So I'm like, ah! And she looks up, and she's like, oh! And I slam the door, and I'm like, oh my god, my eyes! And of course, the people in the front row can kind of see what's going on. And they're howling, laughing. And so now I'm embarrassed. Like, I'm as red as the sun. I'm embarrassed.
For sure.
Because I just got an eyeful of 80-year-old lady.
And that's not your thing.
And it's not my thing, really. And, like, no
I don't think it's
offense. I don't think it, maybe that an 80-year-old man. I don't know. Maybe not even then. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I guess not. I don't know. But it was something I did not need to see. And so, of course, now it's awkward because she was in row three. It was towards the front, three or four. So she was in my section at that
point. You just had to keep seeing her.
So, of course, so she comes out of the... Of course, and I tried to go away. I tried to go to the back. So she, when she would come out, I wouldn't be there. And it worked. And then, but of course, at some point, I had to go back to the front. So, of course, I go back to the front and there she's sitting in her seat and she's not looking and not looking. And so I think I had to go through with garbage or was it a seatbelt check or something I had to go through. And of course I get to her row and I'm like, oh my God. And of course I'm visioning what's under because
right.
I just can't, it's like a car accident kind of thing.
You can still see it. I'm sure.
I can still see it. Yeah. Absolutely. So then it was awkward. And of course then I have to, it was a seatbelt check because I had to look to make sure that, so I'm looking and she goes, I'm dressed this time.
Oh, like, she's for sure saucy.
Oh,
she
for
went
sure.
Commando on purpose.
Probably. She was hoping that there'd be some young strapping buck.
And there you were.
Yeah, and there, well, I don't know about strapping, but so, I was there, so.
Yeah, she wanted to show off her lady bits.
Bits I didn't need to see. So, that's the story that, I mean, it was a little more convoluted than that, but I mean, it was a shortened version of, but yeah, I got an eyeful, but I have an ultimate story that's even better than that.
Better than that?
Yes. And I'm going to shorten this story because it's kind of a long story. But whenever I tell certain people, the new people that I'm meeting about crazy stories from the plane, there's this one specific story that I tell. And my one friend loves it. And he's heard it probably 20 times.
Okay.
And it's even better than that. So we're doing Calgary to Toronto. This is, again, 8, 9, 10 years ago. Calgary to Toronto. And, of course, Toronto, anything can happen. Like, I mean, it's the worst of the worst on Toronto flights. Yeah. You know that. It's just crazies. And I'm in the back, and I'm working with a new girl. I can't remember who it was. Doesn't really matter who it was. She was this young little petite thing who was scared of her own shadow. And so we're doing... This is the old day of service, too, so it was the smaller cart, not those big mothers that we have now. And we get to maybe... I think it was row 22 or something like that. And I'm doing my side, and there's this lady there, and she's wearing... Now, forgive me if I get this wrong. It's, I don't know if it was a burqa, but it's where everything's covered but the eyes.
I think it's a burqa.
A burqa?
Yeah.
Hijab, burqa?
I
don't know.
I think it's a burqa.
Burqa. We'll say it's burqa, just for sense of the story. And she's in the middle seat. There's a woman sleeping in the window. She's in the middle. There's a guy in the aisle. And so I get to her. I'm like, oh, would you like anything to drink? And she's like, like looking like she's literally cranking her neck like an owl. so she doesn't have to... so she doesn't have to look at me or talk to me. And I'm like, hello? I'm like, did I... All I did was I asked, you know... So, of course, then I'm kind of like, okay, maybe... So I'm going like this and, like, waving my hand in front of her, like, hello? And she's, like, literally, like, breaking her back, trying... I'm like... That's so then... So the guy who was sitting in the aisle was, like, kind of looking at her, and he's kind of going like this. And so I looked at him, and I said, well, obviously she doesn't like me very much. I'm like, so he laughed, and I'm like, all right, well, enough of that. I'm not going to... So he ordered whatever. We moved the cart up, and that as we get out of the way, she wants to get up. And so this guy moves out of the way, and I see her. She goes into the lav, in the back lav. And we've been doing this long enough where that those spidey senses of situational awareness, something's just not right. I could tell right away when she didn't want to look at me or talk to me, something's not right. So I just kind of kept one eye on service, one eye in the back, and she's not coming out. She's not coming out. By this point, there's more people and more people and more people in line. Finally get to the back. Had to get, you know, can you please step into your row? Please go to the back to get the cart out of the way. So get the cart away. And now there's at least 10 people standing in line. And the first person in line was this guy in the aisle. And so I said, what's... But I hadn't... We had this camaraderie meeting because of all this. And I'm like, what's going on? And he goes, I don't know. She's been in there the entire time. And the door isn't locked. Like, of course. So this is a good 20 minutes. 20, 25 minutes later, after I saw her go in. Like, oh, God, is she dead in there? Is she pass out?
Right, you're, you know, they, all the worst-case scenarios are running through your head.
Yeah, so, as we know, a certain amount of time has to pass, and you have to check on them. Yeah. I know it. So I listened, couldn't hear any noises, couldn't hear nothing. So this doe that I was working with, this doe-eyed little girl, she was scared to death. She's like, oh, my God. She's, like, cowering, literally cowering in the corner. Yeah. I'm like, how did you get hired here? Anyways, it was before the days of James. It was before James trained her, because guaranteed he wouldn't have allowed that. Anyways, so I knock on the door. I'm like, hello, are you okay? Everything okay in there? No answer. And I kind of thought to myself, well, given that she probably doesn't understand English and didn't want to talk to you before, she probably doesn't understand what you're saying to her now. So I knock on the door and I'm like, are you okay? Are you okay? And I didn't hear anything. Like, okay, I'm coming in. So I told all the people, I'm like, can you guys just back up a little bit? Like, give me some space. So I said to this girl I'm working with, I'm like, okay, anything could come flying out of here. I said, so just, like...
Brace yourself.
And so she's literally in the corner. She's like, oh.
She has your back for sure.
She definitely had my back for sure, yeah. So I opened the door slowly, because I don't know if she's slumped against the door and I don't want her to fall down. Yeah. And so I opened the door slowly. Again, door unlocked. And... She's up. She's standing on the toilet.
No.
Oh, no. She's standing on the toilet. And you know how the back wall is kind of curved?
Right.
So she's literally hunched up against the curve of the back of the wall, squatting down. Again, she's got her burqa up past her knees with the toilet seat down.
What?
Oh, 100% for serious. Toilet seat down. She's standing on top of the toilet, squatting, and it's... she's pooping.
My eyes are really big right now.
Yeah. Yeah, and your mouth is... You're like, what? No, serious. And she's pooping.
No.
Oh, seriously. On top of the toilet.
Shut up.
And it caught me so off guard, because that's not at all what I was expecting to see when I opened the door. And all I could do was just... And I was like, what are you doing? And she looks up, and again, all I can see is her eyes, and her eyes are about as wide as yours right now. And she's just, and she's now, she's like going like swatting at the door to close the door.
Yeah.
And she's almost falling off of the toilet. And I slammed the door and I locked it, and everyone's howling in line because they didn't see what was happening, but they heard my reaction, and they saw the look on my face. And I just literally put my hand on my head, and I'm like, I said to the, I literally looked at the lineup and I said, this lab will be unserviceable. Please go to the front. And everyone's laughing. And the girl's like, oh my God, I can't believe that was just happening. And I said, okay.
I can't believe that happened either.
Oh, just wait. So now, again, I'm not going to leave that back before she comes, like the back of the plane, before she comes out of there, because she's going to get it. Like, she's going to get a tongue lashing from me, because not that she's going to understand what's going on, but this, you know, this is not right, obviously. Right. So I stand there, and I stand there, and I stand there, and I can hear her rustling around in there. And so finally the door unlocks, and she comes out, and I said, excuse me, And she wouldn't even look, and wouldn't even look at me. And I actually kind of, like, went and kind of not stepped in front of her. And I'm like, excuse me, in front of her. And she just literally almost pushed me aside and went back to her seat. I'm like, well, there's no point in arguing because she doesn't, obviously, the, I don't know if it's a cult, I don't know what was going on, but it was not good. So I'm like, okay, now I have to, what's going to be happening in this lab?
I'm not looking.
What I had to. It was, I didn't want to, but I had to. So I glove up, and I get it, like, wipe alls, and I get...
You needed, like, the whole UPK.
I know, like, we needed some sort of kit.
A kit, yeah.
Like, from the CDC or something. Like, I just needed something. So I glove up, and I get a garbage bag, I get wipe alls, I get whatever. The girl's like, I can't stand back here. This is... So she leaves, goes to the front to tell the other people what's going on. Yeah, like, really, I have never seen her since, so I doubt that she went very far in her in-flight career. So anyways, I open the door slowly, turn the light on, and it's clean. Like, you wouldn't even have noticed something was going on in there. But now, the toilet seat is up.
Oh my God. So it's behind the toilet seat?
Oh my God. So, of course, I got gloves, and so I'm like... Like, I'm, like, turning my head to the side, and I'm reaching for the toilet seat with my gloved hand, and I, to put it down, to see maybe she cleaned up after herself. Maybe, I don't, like, she, oh, it obviously wouldn't be very good cleaning, but maybe she, after my reaction, maybe she knew that it was good. So I take the toilet seat, and I go to put it down, and she had smushed her poop up against the back wall, and it was like a shit pancake, and it peeled off of the back wall as I took the toilet seat down. And I'm like, and I just closed the door, and I locked it off.
Ew.
And called up to the captain. I said, yeah, we're going to need some professional grade cleaning when we get to Toronto. And so the groomers had to come on and clean it. So all I'm thinking as to why she did this is because it must have been a cultural thing of...
That, squatting.
That she's not allowed to share things with men. You know how some of those cultures are, right, where, you know, you're not allowed to use the same bathrooms, or you're not allowed to use the same forks or whatever it is. That's the only thing I can think of, is because she wouldn't talk to me, she wouldn't look at me, and to use the same toilet. But she really, obviously really had to go. So in order for her to do that, she had to squat where she wasn't as far away from touching where a man had as possible. That's the only thing I can come up with.
Interesting. Well, I had a good segue into would you rather game, but this takes me perfectly into my would you rather. Tyler.
Yes.
This so happens, would you rather clean up puke or poop?
Oh God. I would actually say poop, because sometimes this we're going down the rabbit hole here, because sometimes it can be gross, and sometimes and smelly, and sometimes it can just be a log, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So depending, but puke stinks all the time.
Yeah, and there's usually even baby puke.
Exactly. And usually there's more of it, so I would have to say I would rather clean up poop. What about you? I mean, you're a mom, so I mean, you've done both, but it's your own kids, it's different. But what would you do?
Probably puke.
Really? Both aren't great options, but it was nasty though. Oh God, so gross. But when I tell that story, I get a little more animated, because you can see me in real life.
Yeah.
So I get up and I actually do like the swatting, and my friends love, like, people love, they're like, oh my God. And I get a little more animated.
It's your party trick?
It's my little party trick, but here you can't see me, so, or else, you know, maybe next time, you know, we can get, like, a video camera in here, and I'll show you how that all went, but I guess you can get the hint. So, that was a good would you rather.
Yeah.
That was a good one. That's a dirty one.
It just happened to just...
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. It does flow perfectly, doesn't it? Yeah. Would you rather be the funniest person alive or the smartest person alive?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Switching gears from poop. Just get that off that subject.
That's a tough one, because, like, are you dumb funny, or just, like, or are you, like, awfully smart?
I don't...
I think I'd really be funny.
Yeah. It wasn't that specific of a question.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think funny, too, because, you know...
People like funny.
People like funny, and funny is my shtick a little bit.
Yeah.
Or I try to be funny as funny as possible. Funny.
I'd really be funny.
I'd rather be funny, too. That was... Yeah. I think so, too. Because smart, again... You're
gonna
be smart,
really awkward.
But then you're might be a dork, or yeah. Funny is way better.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. Would you rather be stuck in -40 degree weather or 100 degree weather with no way of warming up or cooling down?
Oh. Oh. But you can warm up.
No.
You can't warm up.
Can't warm up, and you can't...
It can't cool down. Oh, Jesus.
You're stuck.
Oh, my God.
In the temperature. With whatever you have on.
I would say... I'd rather be too warm.
Me too.
Yeah. Because cold, you're just miserable. I'm miserable when you're hot, too, but cold is...
Yeah, at least when it's hot, you can find shade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if it's... Yeah, I'd rather be a little bit... It'd be too hot than it'd be too cold, I think.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, which segues me into this one. Would you rather only wear a swimsuit for the rest of your life or only wear pants, like big puffy pants or in a winter coat for the rest of your life?
Probably a swimsuit.
Yeah.
It'd keep you real.
True. That's true. But that's a lot of... skin at all times. You know what I mean? But I have the same answer. Because I detest coats. Everyone knows this. I hate it. I hate coats. They drive me crazy. So if I'd rather... I don't look rocking in a swimsuit either.
Yeah, right.
Well, maybe a little. But no. Joking, no. But I'd rather do a swimsuit because coats are stupid. And I hate them. But...
It's very cumbersome. All those clothing.
Yeah.
All those items.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Okay. Would you rather see the world but live in poverty or stay in one place and live rich?
Ooh. I would rather... Well, this is a tough question because we've traveled so much.
I know.
Already. So if I would never have traveled, then I'd say be poor and travel. But there's also something to be said about not that I'm money hungry, but you know what? I would say have money and stay put. As random as that is.
I think I'd still want to live in poverty because there's so many things I haven't seen yet.
That's true. No, that's true. I mean, yeah, we traveled, but I mean, there's many places I've never been, but money's always such an issue, I find.
Yeah.
It's definitely
a tough one.
It's a tough one because I love traveling and I want to see the world and different cultures and different food and all that jazz. But to be poor the rest of your life, too, and never be comfortable, I would say I'd rather be comfortable, but then just stay where I am.
Yeah. It's a tough one.
It is a tough one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one. Would you rather... be able to live 100 years in the past or 100 years in the future?
I think I want to live in the past. I think there's really? So many cultures and so many eras that are so fascinating
mm-hmm.
that I'd want to be a part of.
Yeah.
Like the 30s, the 40s. Like they're so glamorous back then.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true. I agree. I'd want to live in the past too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it would be good to live in the past knowing what you know now.
Yeah.
And then going 100 years back and being like, hey.
I can tell you.
I could tell you what's good, you know. But, yeah, I'd want to, because in the future, I mean, I don't know.
You don't know what you're missing in the future, but you know what you've missed
in the past. Right, yeah. That's true. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather lick the bathroom floor of an airplane or lick the railing of an escalator?
I'd have to go with escalator because we see what happens in those bathrooms and you just heard my story. So I would say, but escalators are, I mean, it's nasty too, but I would say lick the escalator or the handrail of the escalator.
But we know how often the airplane washrooms get cleaned. We don't know how often the railings get cleaned on an escalator.
That's true. But people aren't pooping on the rail of the escalator. that we see.
But there's feces on their hands.
True. I mean, there's feces everywhere. Though. Yeah. Honestly. Like, I mean, yeah. But, I mean, you've seen what goes on in that bathroom. And there's not people just, like, pooping and peeing on the...
It's not just water on the floor.
And, oh, yeah, yeah. Put your socks and put your socks and shoes on.
Yeah.
Because it's not just water on the floor.
I guarantee.
Yeah. How many times do we have to tell adults...
Yeah.
...to put some shoes on? Are you a human?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Would you just walk into any other public place and just be like, I'm just gonna take my shoes and socks off and just walk around this bathroom? Like, it's so gross.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, it's nasty. And then when they take their kids in there, too, I'm like, come on. Maybe sometimes you're holding them or something is one thing, but it's just like...
No, as a parent, you're putting shoes on.
Yeah. Guaranteed. Yeah. Would you rather read someone's mind or be invisible?
I have the same one.
Well, perfect. We can just answer each other's questions.
Read minds, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
I have the opposite.
Yeah?
I would rather be invisible. Because, why would you rather read?
Because you know what people are thinking.
True.
Then you can react accordingly.
True.
Or you know what people really think about you.
But I always wonder if I was a fly on the wall in that room.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and then if, you know, someone, you need to find something out, and you want to be sneaky about it, and you're invisible and they can't see you, whereas, yeah, you could still read their mind and tell, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if someone's really hot, and you want to just be like, hey, baby, I'm going to sneak into the shower with you.
Only you, Tyler.
I mean, that's not something I would do. No, but it's just an example that I'm giving. Yeah.
Jake, like, for sure, Jake. That's not what he was talking
about. No, yeah, Jake. No, I just wanted... That's just an example for the... Yeah. I think it's your turn.
Well, that was my...
Oh, okay.
My last one.
Oh, I have one more, then. Would you rather eat a whole jar of mayo or drink a big cup of hot sauce?
Well, I saw that one.
Yeah.
Mayo, I think.
Yeah, me too. I love mayo.
I couldn't do the hot sauce.
No, I'm not a spicy food person. But I love mayo, though.
Me too.
I can have it on anything.
Have you had the vegan Hellman's mayo?
No.
So good.
Delicious.
That's all I buy now. I bought it on a whim. It was on sale. I was like, I'll just try it.
Mm.
And that's all we buy now.
Oh my gosh. I'll have to look for that.
It's really good.
Mayo. Oh
my gosh. Yeah, you should definitely give it a try.
I definitely will. Good times. That was a fun little game.
It was. I love doing the games.
Yeah,
it's funny.
Games are fun. I do enjoy it, yeah. How are we doing?
What? We're at 1 hour and 12 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Time flies, eh?
I know.
Yeah. You tell me a funny story from the plane. Do you have anything that...
Well, if we go back to bathroom stories...
Oh, if you want to. Hey.
In the last, couple months, we were... mid safety demonstration,
mm-hmm.
and this lady gets up to use the washroom,
mm-hmm.
and we're like, we need to sit down.
Yeah.
So I'm at row 4, she's in the back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any glasses on, but they're like, you need to sit down. She's like, she points to her ass, and she's like, I'm gonna shit my pants. And it was so enunciated that I had no problem seeing it from row 4 in the back with no glasses on. So, of course, we had to let her use the washroom.
Yeah.
Like, how awkward is that now? Like, she's in there until she comes out.
Yeah.
We can't do anything until she comes out.
Right. Yeah, because we have to stop the demo when someone gets up and whatever. So, and now literally everybody on the plane knows that this woman is taking a dump.
How awkward is that?
That is really awkward. Like, people have no...
She had to go. She probably came from Mexico. It was the last flight of the night going to Victoria.
Right. And I totally understand it, too. But there's not a lot of couth these days of...
And then, I did a PBR, Puerto Vallarta turn, last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was lead. And on the way back, this lady comes to the front to use the washroom. And all of a sudden, she's standing there. And she, puts her hands to her head.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you okay? She's like, no, I just shit my pants. Poor Denise. She just started eating. And she's like, oh God. Well, no, yeah. Actually, she didn't even hear what was happening. She's like, what's happening?
Yeah.
So then I was like, can I do anything for you?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, what do you say?
She's like, yeah, my husband's at, like, row 8, and I have a suitcase. Can you grab it for me? I was like, yeah. I can do that.
That we can do. Yeah, yeah.
So her husband's like, yeah, sure, he shit her pants in the airport. I don't know, she's going to run out of clothing. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So people are just shitting their pants.
I know, it's very prevalent. I mean, I guess... It is what it is, because, you know, on the plane and in the airports and, like you said, coming from different countries and the food and the what... I get it, but it just seems to be very prevalent that there just seems to be a lot of that.
And the things that you learn, you know, like, she's like, oh, she's had this for 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. Well, I mean, I guess at some point maybe I'll need to know that, but luckily it all worked out.
Right.
And then we had this other couple coming back from Puerto Verde, and they were really weird. Like, they were so weird. I thought he was...
A lot of that.
I honestly thought he was mentally challenged.
Oh, okay.
Like, and she had, like, the wife had some weird, like, contraption attached to her arm with, like pills inside of, like, a bottle, like, it was stuck to her.
Weird.
I don't know. He had, like, crazy hair, and he was in the bathroom the whole time, like, puking.
Oh, great.
Like, a 4-hour flight.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the girls kept asking him, like, oh, do you need EMS to meet the aircraft? Like, no. And then 14 minutes before we're landing, he decides he wants EMS to meet the aircraft.
Of course.
So whatever, they come.
Yeah.
We have to ask him really, really weird questions, like, have you touched any animals? Like, just, I'm like, great, we're going to get quarantined now. Mm-hmm. Because if you've been doing something
like a petting
strange,
zoo or something.
Like,
yeah.
Which they had been near monkeys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Luckily, we didn't get quarantined.
Yeah.
But the paramedics were so, like... insensitive.
Oh, really?
Because he was hungover. He told us that he had the flu, but he was actually hungover. He didn't tell us that. He told the paramedics.
Of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he wanted to go to the hospital, and the paramedics were like, oh, poor Muffin. Like, oh, yeah.
Well, I guess...
Because they're sick of seeing...
Exactly.
They know, like...
Yeah, because it's taking them away from maybe a real medical emergency. And, again, of course, they don't tell us that, because why tell the people that are with you for 4 hours exactly what's going on? But no, we're just... you know, sky waitresses, basically, to these people, and it's frustrating, but, oh my gosh.
Yeah, so that's how my PVR flight went.
Oh, good times.
Pukey and poopy.
Well, that's, again, that's 90% of all of our flights, is just, that's always something going on. So I'll tell this one quick story. I alluded to it before, but I got this phone, before I came over here, I got this phone call, and it was some weird number on my phone, so I'm like, who knows this? So I'm like, hello? And it was a wrong number. And it got me thinking... it made me laugh because I got a few years ago, I got this, I don't know if you've ever gotten like a text from a number you don't know and just like random stuff. So I guess it happens to everybody, but I got this text and I don't know what I was doing, but I wasn't by my phone, but I could hear it. And it was literally like ding, ding, like at least 20 times I got ding. I'm like, what is going on? Like who
is it? Emergency?
I know. I'm like, but at a text emergency, like if it's an emergency, you know, so I go to my phone and it's this number I don't know. And the first text said, Hey, Eleanor, I think it said. Hey, Eleanor, here are the texts and the here are the pictures that you wanted. And then
you're like, oh, okay.
I know, exactly. And it was literally like 18 pictures. And it was this, so I started looking at the
pictures. Of course.
I started looking at this.
As you would.
Yes, I would, yeah. And I started looking at these pictures. And the first one was like this old man. And I, when I say old, he was probably... again, 70s, maybe? Late 60s, 70s, I'd say. And he was... one was he was on this yacht in this, somewhere beautiful. And then one, he was in this this beautiful house. And then they got a little racier.
To Hugh Hefner?
No. Well, no. Definitely not, no. And they got a little racier and a little racier with each picture. So then the next picture was him, like, laying on the bed, but clothed. And then the next one was him with his shirt off. And... I'm like,
you're like, well, I'm kind of like, I mean, I like guys, but I'm like,
yeah, but this is not the kind of text that I want of the, you know, so I'm like, what? So as again, they're going on, I get to the later ones and there's naked ones, like full on with face, everything. And I'm like, what? Oh my God. So obviously this was meant for Eleanor and I'm definitely not Eleanor.
And that's like an older person's name.
Yeah, exactly. So they must have met on, like, grandmaandgrandpa.com or something. I don't know where they were talking. but obviously he didn't have her phone number. And
like they, Tinder plus 50?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Like, blue hairs or us or something, I don't know.
So, still got it.
Like, but for a man in his 70s to be sending D-I-C-K pics?
Good for him.
Like, good, great. But he's sending them to the wrong person now. I got them.
They're like, this is not...
Yeah. Happening. So I wanted... So now, okay. So this is awkward. But I wanted, again, me, I want to bring humor to this situation and try to slough it off. Because
so
I don't...
Did you send him a picture then?
No. So I wanted to make sure that... I didn't want to stand in the way of love either. So if he thought that he sent these pictures and she didn't respond, then they're not going to get together. So I just texted back and I said... Hey there, I said, great pics. Looks like you had a great time in these sunny destinations. However, this is not Eleanor. And it took a couple minutes, and then I saw like the bubbles come up, and then they went away.
He's like, these damn sausage fingers!
I know, exactly. Bringing it full circle to sausage fingers of old men. So I can see the bubbles, and they went away, and they came back. And then it said, oh my gosh, oops. Well, I guess you got an eye full, hey? please tell me that you're a woman. So, I'm like, okay, now I'm in this.
Yeah.
So, I said, no, I'm not a woman, but I'm getting a good kick out of this because, you know, I've sent things in error to trying to deflect the fact that I just saw his dick pics.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens. So, yeah. And I said, but no, I'm not a woman, how, whatever. And all he... responded was like the emoji of like the mad, like the red face.
Really?
And so I'm like, okay, well, this is over, obviously. This, because the conversation's over. So I kind of laugh about this, put my phone down. An hour later, I get a text again. And I go look at it again. It's from a different number, again, altogether. But this time I looked at, you know, you look at the number, and my last two digits of my phone number are 82. And this was the exact same phone number, but only 83. So that's why he... So anyways, this text said, and it said, hey, this is Eleanor. I heard you got Stanley's...
Stanley's. Oh, I love it.
I heard you got Stanley's texts and pictures. And it was... So it was one number off from 82 to 83. So that's why I got... So he must have just... The wrong number.
It's his fingers.
Yeah, it's five fingers. So, of course, I still think joking time. So I said, yes, I did. And I said, you know.
Good for you, Eleanor.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. But obviously, this is an old lady, older lady. So I said, yes, I did. I said, you know, but he sent them to me in error. You know, I had a good chuckle over them. But I just, again, I kind of wanted to reiterate, you know, I didn't want to stand in the way of any love connection. And it's like it went right over her head. And she goes, you better not show those pictures to anybody or send those pictures to anybody or put them on the internet.
And you're already, like, out there.
Yeah. So I said, what? Like, literally, that's what I'm like, what? And she goes, well, I know how you young kids are nowadays. And I guess she must have assumed that I was younger, just by the way I was talking and joking. And she goes, and the fact that you're a man and you didn't, and you responded to that. And I'm like, hey now. And I said, I was trying to make a joke out of this. Yeah. How am I the one that's in trouble now when I didn't? I got these pictures sent to me. And she goes, well, I know what your phone number is now. And if either one of us see those pictures out online, we're going to sue you. And all I said was, bring it. I'm like, bitch, don't get started with me. So, yeah. So
Eleanor is spicy.
I know, Eleanor, she wanted those pictures to her all herself. And I said, I'm not after you, man. Like, I don't want that, grandpa.
Oh,
so anyways,
hilarious.
Yeah, so that just happened.
That has never happened to me.
No.
Like, I've gotten, like, a random text, but not just like.
Yeah.
And they were like, I'm like, yeah.
Oops, sorry.
Well, actually, on my birthday, I felt really bad because I got a text message. He's like, I was like, oh, hey, Sherry, happy birthday. Hope you're having a great day. And I was like, okay, I don't recognize this number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Clearly, they know it's my birthday. They have my number. And then I'm like, oh, that's a BC number.
Right.
It's not Marshall. I'm like, I don't know what this is. So I was like, thanks. Your number's not on my phone anymore, ..
Yeah.
And it was James's brother. I didn't realize his number never transferred to my phone.
Oh.
And I was like...
That's weird.
He's like, it's Bill. I'm like, oh, sorry. Like, it felt really bad.
Yeah, you do feel bad. But that's happened, too, when you switch phones.
Yeah.
Some...
Numbers don't...
Some numbers don't go. Yeah. Some do, some don't.
Yeah.
I've even had, like, old people's numbers from, like, two iPhones ago.
Come over,
like, when I get a new phone. And I'm like, I deleted that number
That's
8 years
weird.
Ago.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, here this person is. I'm like, so it does happen. But
but
that was the craziest. Like, they're going to sue me because they sent me the... Like, how am I the bad guy?
I'm going to sue you for emotional distress.
Exactly. Like, I had to see that. So...
My eyes.
Yeah, my eyes. But anyway, so that just happened today. The phone.
All right. Well, what was your high this week?
Oh, yes. I'm going to start with low.
Okay.
Because I like to...
Okay.
When it's, and
That's right.
And
okay.
positively.
Okay. What was your low this week?
My low this week was I had to put new tires on my vehicle. I went out the other day. And there was a big bulge on the side of my tire. And I have an SUV, and there's really expensive tire, like, they're really expensive, like, all-wheel drive.
Yeah, you have to, once you do one, you have to do them all.
Exactly, yeah. And so they're, like, 22-inch wheels.
Not cheap.
Not all-wheel drive, all-season tires. So I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm thinking of this spring or this summer, I want to trade off my vehicle. I've had some...
So
I was trying to get these tires to this spring or the summer.
Right.
So I wouldn't have to put the money towards to replace them.
Yeah.
And here I come out the other day, going to my parkade, and there's this massive bulge. Like, it was this big bulge on this... Well, normally that would be all right, but... and I'm like, oh, God. So I needed an oil change. So anyways, I took it to the dealership, and the guy's like, yeah, you can't... Like, that's really dangerous. And I'm like, yeah, I know, and whatever. So I had to get... So I just... put a lot of bread towards these tires, which I was hoping I wouldn't have to.
But could you take the tires back when you were traded in?
I could. I could, but what I'm going to do is that it's actually kind of a good selling feature. So whether it be I trade it into the dealership or whether I sell it privately, there's going to be brand new tires on it, and they're expensive. So it'll be a selling feature of, hey, there's new tires on it. That's why the price is an extra $1,500 or whatever. You know, so at least that part of it. And you can see that they're brand new tires. So at least that's the good part of it, is that for that. But I was not impressed that I had to blow the... And like I said, I've been having some mechanical issues with it lately. And I just put almost $2,000 into it a few months ago, and now again. So I'm just like, ooh. But the tires, I get it.
Yeah.
It's just how it is. But anyways, so that was my low. And then my high, and I don't want to talk about it again too much, but... and it's not a high from this week. It's basically a high since I've seen you, since this is my first podcast. And hopefully there'll be more.
There'll be more.
Okay, great. Cause I love it. I'm just super happy. Jake makes me very, very happy. And it was a long time of low. Speaking of highs and lows, it was a long time of low, and he really has changed my world around a lot. And I'm so unbelievably happy. And, that's my high. So that's all I'm going to say.
Like, I can't tell that you're happy.
Really? No? I'm usually a laughy, giggly type person.
No,
with
but
crazy
I can
stories.
Tell that you're...
But he's a very, very good man, and he treats me well, and I haven't had a lot of that in my life. So that's my high. So
nice.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go low. I'll go low then.
Yeah.
So my low is I'm just sick of this freaking weather.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I had to walk in, like, minus 35 to the airport.
No. Oh.
At night, like, for the red eye.
Yeah.
I'm just, now it's snowing again.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I'm over it.
I know.
I'm over it.
Yeah. It's true. I mean, we did have a nice January, but
I don't care.
Yeah.
I just wanted the snow to be gone. Yeah. I want to enjoy the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I'm over it.
I agree.
And my high was yesterday, we put Hatley in the day home. And Emilia was at school, and James and I got to spend the day together.
Well, that's nice. What did you do? Did you just hang out?
We watched The Bachelor.
Important things on Mom and Dad day. Yeah.
And then we went to the chiropractor, and we went to the mall. Nice. It was all about him. I don't really need anything, so we just shopped for him.
Mm.
And it's just nice. Like, just have
some alone time with the kids.
Like, really, as a parent, anything that you get to do without your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's the grocery store or... Mm-hmm. That sounds terrible, but...
No,
you need that time together.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
This year, we're all about putting our marriage first.
Mm-hmm.
And things are going really well.
Good. I'm happy.
And, we're really happy.
That's
so
great.
So it was nice to have that day yesterday.
Perfect. Maybe there'll be more of those in the future.
Well, it's like a taste of when Hatley's in school.
Right. I guess that's true. She'll be coming,
And we have that time together.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I guess that is coming out with a little bit quicker, quicker than you know it when exactly. both of them will be in
yeah,
school. So
we get that time together.
Nice. Excellent.
And I'm going to end off this podcast on a joke, which Janelle told us.
Okay. I'm trying to
when
remember.
When we're now. Together.
Maybe, was I there for this?
You were there. Okay. I think so.
Anyways,
okay.
go ahead.
Yeah. Tyler.
Yes.
What do you call 20 flight attendants in a basement?
I was not there for this. What do you call 20 flight attendants in a basement? I don't know.
A wine cellar. That's a good one, right?
It is a good one. It's
like perfect for the podcast.
It is true. And it's
wine.
Wine.
Wine. Wine. Wine. Wine.
Exactly. And it's very true. It's a very true story. Yeah. It's a very true story.
We like to wine.
We do like
We're
to wine.
We're good at whining. We're
it's
good
true.
At whining and whining.
It's
well,
true.
You don't whine.
I don't whine wine,
yeah.
but I whine
W-H-I-N-E. Yeah.
I do a lot of that, but no one really listens to me. But that is funny. I do like that. I like it.
So, Tyler, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
I'll wrap it up. It's been an hour and a half.
Yes, so. We probably should. People are probably tired of hearing me.
And I hope you'll come back.
I will come back. I will. You have me anytime. I'll come out. I love it. I'll do it. Absolutely.
Perfect.
Yes.
So, thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll catch you next time.
You betcha. Bye.
Bye.